This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 8th. Well, it didn't take long for things to get really ugly in the cattle space yesterday. Following Monday's gap lower in live cattle and, you know, continuing on lower for the day, we saw some real acceleration going on yesterday with the feeder cattle pushing into new lows, closing into new lows, and live cattle also wiping out pretty much all of its gains on the front months, and then the back months also pushing into new lows, past those mid-October lows. So it's a wipeout for sure. This is that acceleration I thought we were going to get here about a week or more ago, you know, following the initial push. But either way, the market is cleaning itself up here fairly aggressively. We'll see what happens here, but these kinds of moves in cattle, you get those, you know, 3, 4, 5 days in a row where the market just completely falls apart and then you snap back. So, you know, about 3 weeks ago, we had 3 good days down and then it stabilized and snapped back for live cattle. Feeders tried to follow along and now we're getting this acceleration again to the downside. This should be the final leg of this formation, but boy, you're doing a lot of damage to the charts and there's just so much washout going on and negativity that it's going to be tough to change the attitude here. And you're creating a lot of upside resistance at the same time. We're seeing some disappointing price action in some of these beef cuts that normally would start to move higher this time of year. I think that's part of the pressure. We're starting to see some, you know, nervousness about the avian flu that seems to be spreading as well. It's just a lot of negativity floating around the cattle complex. The cash trade hasn't really been all that bad. You know, last week we were up 1 on the Fed trade. The Drest was up 2. So it's not like the cash market's falling apart. Even the feeder cattle index has been steady. So the futures either are suggesting that they expect to see the cash really start to buckle here, or that's just a technical trade, you know, blowing out a lot of these long positions. End cuts tend to decline into early December. And then, you know, as retailers focus on the holiday items, you know, this year there's been a lot of optimism that you would have a robust season for beef demand, especially your higher end cuts headed into the holidays. I still think that's possible. You know, the economy's on pretty solid footing. There's always this concern about inflation, but that said, you're also increasing your job count significantly. So I think there's still a good chance that at least your higher quality cuts pull the complex higher into early December. Last week in the cash trade, the Fed averaged around 184. That was equal to the previous week, 184 to 185. That was steady to up 1 from the previous week, but up 32 from a year ago. Dress trade at 292 was up 2 on the week and up 50 from a year ago. Steer prices at 243, down 1 on the week, up 63 over a year ago. Dressed weights at 833 pounds, that was up 2 on the week, down 2 from a year ago. Prime rib quoted at 534, up 17 on the week and up 91 over last year. Prime round at 263, down 8 on the week, up 37 over a year ago. Prime chuck at 258, down 7 from last week and up 27 from a year ago. 50% trimmings were at 70, down 10 on the week and down 3 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 287, up 1 on the week, up 42 from a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 4.6% below a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 5.8%. Dressed weights are down 0.7%. Beef production is down 5.2% from a year ago. In the cash trade, yesterday we saw just a couple hundred head trade in the Iowa-Minnesota region at around 181. So that's down 4 from last week. So that also explains part of the pressure coming into the live cattle futures. No action on the dress trade at this point. Box beef values were down a little bit yesterday. Choice down 134 at 300 even. Select down 88 cents at 269. The spread lost at 46 cents at 3090. Movement was a very robust 207 loads. So you rarely see movement over 200 loads. And coming on a Tuesday, that's impressive. So at least we're getting some movement on these discounted prices. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 247, down 3 from the week prior, down 3 from a year ago. The daily feeder cattle index is at 238.78. The 7-day moving average was down 3 at 238.89. So that daily has been right in line with the average for the last few sessions. So I would imagine you're going to see some stabilizing of this 7-day average. So we see the cash trades holding together, at least on feeders so far this week. On the Fed trade, we are starting to see some pressure. So that coupled with some disappointing, you know, beef valuations, I think, is adding to the pressure on the futures. But also a lot of this is going to be technical. As you broke below those old lows, you're blowing out a lot of stops. And I think the market, just again, seeing that acceleration to the downside, would suggest that we're pretty close to finding our low. We just have to, wait for that snapback. But either way, it's a brutal chart formation. But I think that we're pretty close to finding that low. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.